Tonight, Ghana Airports Company terminates its contract with Evertex Logistics Limited, the entity at the center of a probe by the Office of the Special Prosecutor investigating the role of former board chair Paul Adum Autry played in the award of the revenue assurance contract. Stay with us here on Top Story because we have the very latest as we have found out that Paul Adum Autry has been granted bail by the OSP. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Faustina Savo. Tonight, the Ghana Airports Company has officially terminated its contract with Evertex Logistics Limited. This decision comes amid an ongoing investigation by the Office of the Special Prosecutor into the circumstances surrounding the award of a revenue assurance contract to Evertex. The probe specifically examines the role of Paul Adum Autry, the former board chair of the Ghana Airports Company, in the contract's award. We'll bring you the latest shortly on that, but let's take a listen to the Special Prosecutor Kisie Jabing on Mr. Autry's failure to provide a landed property.
Indeed, when we go to court, when we charge people, we go to court, we don't oppose bail. Other prosecutors, have we ever opposed bail? When you are invited, it's not an invitation. When you are directed to come here as a suspect, mind you, you have to post bail. And that is why in the direction, the communication directing, we tell you that you may come along with counsel of your choice. Immediately you go for counsel of your choice, the person by his or her training as counsel knows that if you are being directed to show up as a suspect, you will be required to post bail.
And we'll bring you details of the latest that we are finding out here on Top Story. We're gathering that with regards to the Ghana Airports contract with Evertex Logistics. But some news just coming in is that the Office of the Special Prosecutor has updated its website. My colleague Michael Ashali joins us with details of that updated details they have put on their website. And this has to do with the bail conditions they initially set for Paul Adum Autry. And now we know that he has been able to meet those conditions. Michael will be joining us shortly just to look at some of the key things the special prosecutor is saying, because we are finding out now that the special prosecutor has accepted a revised bail conditions proposed by the legal counsel for Paul Adum Autry. And Michael, you have details of that write-up put up by the OSP. What exactly are they saying?
Well, this was put up on social media, and it says that the Office of the Special Prosecutor, OSP, has accepted revised bail conditions proposed by legal counsel for Mr. Paul Adum Autry, former board chairman of the Ghana Airports Company Limited. The revised terms, which meet the objectives of the original bail conditions, have been secured by the Jospon Group of Companies acting as surety. The matter remains under active investigation by the OSP. FOC, just as a bit of background, that as of yesterday, what we knew was that he was supposed to provide two landed properties, specifically that were in his name. And we are guessing that by the change in the demands, that the OSP is trying to say that Jospon Group has not provided the sureties that was needed to sort of give grounds for him to be released on bail. So that definitely is a stark difference from what we know from yesterday, where Paul Adum Autry himself had to point two properties, landed properties, that were in his name, to which we know that the OSP told us that he said he didn't have any in Ghana at the time that he was being asked. Josmond Grubi are told now that is the one that is providing the surety or acting as surety for the bail conditions, Fosty.
Interesting. So Josmond Group of Companies is now acting as surety, and that bail condition, we're told, has been met. Now, the matter remains under active investigation by the OSP. We are learning that the Ghana Airports Company has also terminated the contract with Evertex Logistics. Michael, you've been going through that document. Let's start with details regarding the contract that permits Ghana Airports Company to terminate the contract without recourse to Evertex Logistics.
So, firstly, if you go to page 7 of that contract, it talks about termination, just about the last two paragraphs, and I'll give you bits and pieces of that. It says that a party may terminate this agreement before its expiry without cause by providing the other party a 1 month's prior written notice of his decision to terminate this agreement, and then ends and says that the airport company reserves the right to terminate this agreement by giving ELL a 1 week notice of his decision to terminate if the continued operation of ELL is considered. Firstly,
interesting. Now, what occasioned the termination of the contract? Did they say?
Well, firstly, so some of the documents that we have here, this one dated 25th October 2024 talks about the internal audit that was done by the Ghana Airports Company, and it says that, well, there was an attached document, and it talks about a report on a special assignment that replaces our third quarter audit plan as consignment for 2024. And then there's some bits and pieces of a letter that was also written to the Ghana Airports Company on the audit that has been done. In this letter here, notice of termination, and this is dated 28th July 2025, just this month. It's response to revenue assurance audit agreement. This is sent to the chief executive officer of Evertex Logistics Limited. And it says that reference is made to the revenue assurance audit agreement executed between the Ghana Airports Company and Evertex Logistics Limited on the 4th of December 2024. Management will wish to bring to your notice that as of the date of this letter, its intention to terminate the agreement without cause, pursuant to the termination clause A of the agreement, which states as follows: a party may terminate this agreement before it expires without cause by providing the other party 1 month prior notice, written notice of its decision to terminate. And this is lifted directly from the contract that signed between the airport company and Evertex. This particular letter dated 28th July goes on to say that, hence, effective 27th of August, which is this new month, 2025, the agreement executed on the 4th of December shall cease to have effect and shall be considered to terminate as terminated by the airport company. You are therefore required to use this notice period to demobilize and leave the premises of Kutuka International Airport on or before the 27th of August, 2025. And this is signed by the managing director, Yvonne Nana Efrie Opare of the Ghana Airports Company.
Thank you, Michael. And this document we have just secured just provides details as regards to the contract that permits the Ghana Airports Company to terminate its contract without recourse to Evertex Logistics. And this controversy is brewing. We now know that finally lawyers for Paul Adum Autry has been able to secure his bail. We're also finding out that the Office of the Special Prosecutor has accepted that revised bail conditions. If you've been following the story, you will know that he was required to provide two landed properties. And that condition has been reviewed, and we'll be speaking to his lawyer shortly as we get to understand some of the key modalities. Because even before he was finally released, we're told that after being released, he was called back into custody by the OSP. What exactly happened? We'll get details of that shortly. You're still listening to Top Story. Please stay with us. You're listening to Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Faustina Safa. Well, the minority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, has been addressing some of these issues earlier today on The Pulse, on the Joy News channel, with my colleague Elton Brobe. He created a sort of background to this and just spoke about generally bill conditions and some of the legalities behind it. You know, he's a lawyer as well. Let's just listen to his take on some of this controversy that is brewing, and we'll come back and have that conversation here on Top Story.
Okay, I would prefer to make a very hypothetical statement, and without referencing the Paul Adumoju matter. And okay. I pray that I'm understood in context. Bail generally is a discretionary thing. You know, as lawyers, one of the things that we are told, that when you appear before a judge on any application for bail, your posture should not be law.
Mm-hmm.
You must always plead, because it is an exercise of discretion. And then Martin Kpebu pushed further on this matter, went to the Supreme Court, and this time the Supreme Court then ruled that, well, nobody should be denied bail.
Right.
And that old story of non-bailable offenses were matters of the past. So now every accused is entitled to bail, but the issue is the conditions of the bail.
Mm.
My view is that a bail condition should not be so onerous. Shouldn't be said that it will be difficult for the person to meet.
Mm.
Otherwise, then the whole thing becomes nugatory.
But is it normal practice, for example, the institution setting the bail condition to say that, for example, you should produce 2 landed property? The event that I don't have a landed property, that doesn't mean that I don't get my freedom.
Well, I have had problems with IOCO. The IOCO approach is where I have a problem. For instance, IOCO will say it should be title document, and then it should also be valued, and then IOCO would be looking at the offense, and then the quantum of money associated with the so-called investigation,
right?
And then use that to say that we are granting you bail in this sum. I hold a view that in all of these, it should be done with a human face.
Mm.
Minority Leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin there, speaking to my colleague Elton Brobe earlier on The Pulse on the Joy News channel. Well, let's expand the conversation here on Top Story. Joining me now is Lenin Ananiejay, his lawyer for Paul Adam Autry. We appreciate your time here on Top Story. Let's start with a detailed breakdown of what exactly transpired today. We've been learning that your client is free, but that was not the case earlier. Break down what happened to us.
A very good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having us. For the record, I'm one of the lawyers representing Mr. Adumoju, and I say a big kudos to the team for the work done today. So as you can see, evening, for not meeting the bail conditions, and we the lawyers, by the office of the OSP, was unreasonable, because you cannot link a person's ability to post bail to his owner's and had clearly indicated.
Mr. Ananiejay, we seem to be losing you intermittently, and so we would like you to position rightly so that we can hear you. If you just tune in, this is Top Story. We are just getting information that Paul Adumoju is a free man. We're engaging one of his lawyers just to get a breakdown of what happened. Details we're gathering is that the bail conditions were revised and finally met. I'm hoping to have better connection now to Ananiejay. Anani, please make your point.
Please, is it better?
Way better now.
Okay, good. So as I was saying, to pray has the power to. And after extensive conversations, the OSP yielded to the submissions and then varied the bail conditions from 2 persons, public servants, one with I'm getting feedback from the radio. I don't know if it's from your side.
It appears to be a technical problem, and we will try and rectify that. But just stay with us as we work the phone lines. We'll be calling you back in a matter of seconds just to get your thoughts on this. This is Top Story. We're just giving you updates on some of the key issues that have happened when it comes to this controversial deal that involves the former board chair, Paul Adum Autry, and his role he played in this contract. We know that he's been invited by the OSP. We know that finally he's been granted bail after a reviewed bail condition was met. And we know that the Ghana Airports Company has officially terminated its contract with Evertex Logistics Limited. Now, if you don't know, that company is actually the reason why Paul Adum Autry has been invited by the OSP. The decision to terminate their contract, according to the Ghana Airports Company, comes because they feel that they failed to do due diligence, and they also felt that they failed to meet some of the requirements, which was to ensure that when it comes to that revenue assurance contract, they would ensure they collect more revenue for the Ghana Airports Company. I have now better connection to Anania J. Please, you were just giving us a breakdown as to what exactly transpired today.
Yes. So today when we went back to the OSP, we submitted to the OSP to vary the bail conditions that was imposed yesterday. And the OSP yielded. And so today the OSP required Mr. Adum Autry to produce one third party surety with landed property. We again requested if that one third party can be a corporate body, since Mr. Adum Autry works with Metro TV, and the OSP agreed. And so the Just Bond Group of Companies stood as surety for Mr. Adum Autry and provided landed property belonging to one of his subsidiaries. The net effect being that the requirement for Mr. Adum Autry to own personally two properties was stopped by the OSP. And then secondly, the requirement for public servants to also come and stand surety was also jettisoned by the OSP. And it's based on these revised terms that Mr. Adum Autry met, executed, and then subsequently was released this evening.
But whilst in custody, we were told that he was freed and then invited by the OSP again. What exactly happened?
So after the bail conditions were met, the OSP indicated it was unable to release Mr. Adum Autry on its premises. And so his lawyer should indicate where they want him released. The former Attorney General, Mr. Dame, who was present, indicated they could release him to him at his premises, Dame and Partners in Cantonment. And so on their way there, we received communication that there had been an administrative call for the team to return with Mr. Adum Autry back to the offices of the OSP. And so they went back there, and after about 2 hours, they came back to Mr. Dame's office to release him. So we don't know the reason for the callback or the hold up, but that is what transpired.
And then whilst he was in custody, what exactly were some of the concerns they raised, the reason why they invited him in the first place?
Now, Mr. Adum Autry was invited in connection with his role as board chairman at the Ghana Airport Company Limited. I must put on record that as of now, Mr. Adum Autry has not been formally charged with any offence. He has only been informed that he's being investigated for some suspected offences, and then accordingly, he has been cautioned. Now, today we are hearing that the Airport Company Limited has terminated the contract, and again, they maintain that no monies were paid at all to the company involved. And so it is in respect of that transaction that he was invited, that he's been investigated for corruption and corruption-related activities without any specifics as to the acts of corruption that is suspected to have been committed or otherwise. Secondly, breach of procurement rules, and then lastly, the use of public office for private gain without a specific indication as to what gain was obtained from what specific transaction. So those are the offences the OSP has indicated it is investigating. And in due time, I'm sure Mr. Adum Autry himself will speak to these issues.
And what exactly is his plea when it comes to these allegations?
Before he presented himself to the OSP and before he was arrested after voluntarily submitting himself, Mr. Adum Autry had done a public airing of his position on these matters. And it is available from the public record. He says that as a board chairman,
We did what the board was supposed to do. We approved what we were supposed to approve. We did not participate in the signing of it. The contract, in fact, took effect after we had left office and all of those. But like I said, in due time, Mr. Adomotri will speak to the specifics of the allegations of these transactions and all related matters.
And currently, he's a free man, right?
He has been released on bail, as the Constitution guarantees that if you're under investigation, your liberty should not be unnecessarily restrained. The reason why we are at a mess as to why the OSP was insistent on detaining him yesterday under unreasonable conditions. But he's been released on bail. He's required to report once every week. And as and when the OSP needs him, he would report for interviewing in a company of his counsel.
But how is the demeanor of your client? Was he treated fairly during detention at the OSP's office?
For those of you in the media space, you know detention is an occupational hazard. In fact, recently we have seen some other journalists suffering attacks while on duty, among others. And so Mr. Adomotri, as always, is in good spirits. He's convicted, as always. And in due time, you hear from him on these matters.
But now that we're receiving information from the Ghana Airports Company that that contract that is subject of this controversy has officially been terminated, what's the fate of this case based on your interaction with the OSP?
The OSP is still investigating. They bear the burden of proof to demonstrate that any crime has been committed by Mr. Adomotri. And so we wait on them to conclude their investigations, and based on what they find, if they are convinced that any crime has been convicted, go to court and prove beyond reasonable doubt that that crime has been committed. But from where we sit, we are not required to say anything or put up any defense. And so we wait on the ASP to continue with its investigations as it has indicated.
But what's your next line of action?
For now, in due time, as I've indicated, you'll hear from Mr. Adomotri himself. And then pending any further invitations from the OASP, we would be on standby to respond to any other matters that come up.
Okay, thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. We've just been engaging Anani Ejay. He is lawyer, one of the legal representatives of Paul Adomotri. News reaching us is that officially he has met all the bail conditions and now he can walk free until the OSP invites him again. Let's just get some legal perspective to this, just to look at some of the things that are happening. If you just tuned in, we know that the Ghana Airport Company has officially terminated its contract with Evertex Logistics Limited. We know this decision was coming in as a result of their decision to terminate this contract because the company failed to meet some of the key details that and requirements they had made for this contract. We know that officially Paul Adomotri has been granted bail after his bail conditions were reviewed. And we also know that the special prosecutor today was addressing a news conference. Just to give us a detailed background of this whole case. Although he shied away from speaking about this particular case, he was quite optimistic that every other thing will fold before us. Now, let's do more on this because we know that the Ghana Airport Company contract, as well as that with Evertex Logistics, has been terminated. And that's the update we have. We also know that the special prosecutor has accepted the revised bail condition proposed by the legal counsel for Paul Adomotri. And now we know he's a free man. We are also learning that this case is unfolding, and he just gave a background, if you listen to Anani, as to why exactly they decided that they were going to accept the reviewed bail conditions. And now I have with me in the studio my colleague Hannah Odami. She was on the ground today. The OSP held a news conference. There are other concerns he handled and tackled today at that news conference. With regards to corruption, Hannah, what exactly did he say?
Well, firstly, the office, the OSP, Kisie Jabin, said that for now, a lot of private persons are being investigated. And thus he said, because initially, if you remember, it was a lot of public officers who were investigated by the Office of the Special Prosecutor. But he says a lot more private persons are being investigated currently. And then he also mentioned, just as you did, that if you say that you don't have a landed property, it is okay, but the state will definitely come in, investigate, and be sure that you do not have that landed property. Should you have, then they take it up from there. He also mentioned, so many other things that I'll have to bring to you.
Okay, Hannah, and this is key because the OSP raised concerns about the need to ensure that staff members are well paid so that they can adequately fight corruption. I remember he said that in his address today. And people were just looking forward to what he would say, really, about the Ghana Airports Company deal with Evertex Logistics and why exactly Paul Adumotri is a person of interest. And that is something that he shied away from today.
He completely shied away from it. You know, he said he doesn't want to talk about Paul Adumotri today. All he's going to say is the landed property aspects, because that's where a lot of people were concerned. Earlier in the day at 6 a.m., we talked about his lawyer saying it was unrealistic and unjust. And so we know that later in the day, Just One Group came inside. And then you also talked about the Office of the Special Prosecutor, the workers there. He said, well, they are fighting corruption. So if you do not pay them well, how exactly are you going to fight corruption? In fact, he specifically mentioned that the people that they investigate, most of them are very affluent, quite rich, quote, he mentioned that. But then if they can easily sort out the officers if you do not really pay them well. So pay them well, because they don't even have conditions of service as we speak, since the office was established about 6-7 years ago. They don't have any conditions of service. So if you do not really take good care of your officers, definitely they will be compromised. Of course, they are not compromised now, as he said. And he also said one thing, that he believes the office was rushed in its establishment and commencement. The office should have really taken its time for its, the office should have been, it shouldn't have started the time it did.
Okay.
It should have been well established well before work commenced. But then he's done his best in the period in which he has worked in that particular office.
Thank you so much, Hannah Odami. She was at that news conference. Let me bring in lawyer Martin Pable. He's a private legal practitioner. He joins us via Zoom here on Top Story. We appreciate your time. Now, we've just been hearing from counsel for Paul Adumotri that there has been a revised bill condition, which finally they have met. But let's talk about the original bill conditions. And you have, on several occasions, raised concerns about bill conditions and even gone ahead to courts to challenge some of these things just to get interpretation about it. I want to start with your initial reaction about the original bill condition.
Okay, so as far as I'm aware, the original bill condition was that he should bring landed property of any value. Any value meant that even land worth one Ghana cedi, if there is any such land, would qualify. Two Ghana cedis, 1,000 Ghana, 5,000, would qualify. That's what was reported, unless the report was wrong. And so in the circumstances, the condition didn't look absurd. It didn't look ridiculous. I think it was reasonable. But perhaps where the challenge came from is that they didn't, go early enough. You know, and also preparations. Before you go to such an institution, usually you prepare your sureties, how you're going to provide bail. And I mean, he, Paul Adumotri, he knows what he did already.
Hello, counsel. We seem to be losing you. You may have to position rightly just so that you can make that point for us.
Okay. Let's see if it will be better.
Much better now.
Paul Adumotri had to prepare. Yeah, he was required to prepare his sureties. That's the people who stand, who signed the bail bond for him before going there. Any this person going to OSP or any law enforcement agency usually has to prepare in that direction. You look for the property, you look for people who will sign for you, so that you put them on standby. So the moment OSP or Yoko says, okay, these are your bail terms, then you call those people. So it appears to me that from the way the bail condition was not harsh, was not stern, it appears Paul rather didn't prepare, because they didn't put $50 million, $100 million, etc. No, they just said any value.
But what if you don't have a landed property? Just as Paul has said, he doesn't have a landed property.
Look, let me tell you an authority that is false. Paul telling OSP that he has no property is false. There are 1,000 people today who can come and prove to you that Paul has houses in Accra. But put that aside, when they say provide landed property, it doesn't always have to be in your name. There are people whose job it is. You hear they are called bail contractors. Ghana, we've not organized them very well, but they exist. They do legitimate business. In other countries, that is big business.
There
are bail contractors. So, and it's good you've asked this question. So let's repeat to citizens.
Oh dear, we seem to be losing you again.
No, if you don't own land. Okay.
Okay, so you were at, let's appeal to citizens. You can make that point for me.
Yeah, let's educate citizens that you don't need to own land before you can be granted bail. When you don't own land, you can go and contract somebody. You pay. There is a fee. They look at the conditions, then they charge you some 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, and so on and so forth. It depends on your charges. It is not a requirement that go and bring your own property. Though sometimes you can be told to add your own property, but a lot of the time, you are allowed to use other people's property. So there are sureties. That's what they are called.
But counsel, in this case, he was asked to produce a land property in his name. Does it still apply?
Well, that's not what I heard. And even if that is so, look, it is justified. I can tell you on authority that Paul was attempted to mislead the OSP when he said he doesn't own any property. He was misleading the OSP.
Let's so you can confirm he has properties in his name?
I'm telling you, not one, not two. Beyond that, look, there are people who are buzzing my phone telling me that they will take me to show properties that Paul paid them money to build. I am telling you this on authority. I think Paul be better advised. He got himself into this trouble by trying to lie to the OSP.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lawyer Martin Pabu. Just today, during the news conference, the OSP served notice that he will also be looking into these claims that indeed Paul Adumotri has landed properties in his name. But as we speak currently, and the information he has provided to the OSP, he does not have landed properties in his name. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. Top Story, as always, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Faustina Safo. Have a pleasant day as you enjoy the rest of our programs.